Hilchos Bikudin, Halacha Aleph, page 117, right-hand column. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Kol HaShomrim Tzrichim Lishova, all types of people who assume responsibility to watch something are obligated to swear if something goes wrong, Ki Afilu Shoyel B'mokoyim Shepotur, even a Shoyel, someone who borrows something from someone else, in those cases where he's potter from having to pay, dahainu meisa machmas malocha, which means, for example, if someone borrows someone else's cow to use it for work, and the cow dies during normal work usage, tzorich shvua satoira, the one that was working with it, the one that borrowed it, has to swear midoraisa that he didn't misuse it, he wasn't using it in any ridiculous work conditions. V'hashemrim tzrichin shvua afilu b'loy taina. Whereas a watchman, that's a person who's borrowing. A watchman is obligated to swear even if there's no taina against him in a sense. And we'll see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki inyan shvua al pima shekosav rabbeinu imeira yoyer, simen zayin. Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of swearing is related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 9, shayidei emes boim lemuna, that through emes, a person gets to emuna, bibchinas tzedek, kadischabris beemes, isavidas emuna. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk which mentions tzedek and emuna. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, what's the difference between them? Tzedek means righteous, and emuna means trustworthiness. It's the same thing. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, emuna iskarias kadischabro boemes. That when is something considered emuna? When it has emes attached to it. This is the concept of swearing. Because when a Jew speaks, the assumption is that his words are diburim of kedusha. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the mouth is the malchus of a person. And we certainly do not suspect Jews of lying. Ach kishiyesh hakchosha, but when there is a denial of some sort, shechaveroi makchishoi, where one person is saying that's not true, azai hu bechinas achizas hasitrach reshua sheker, that shows that somehow the sitrachra is involved here, which is the concept of sheker. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, "Bedibur hakodesh shehu dibur emes," that the dibur of kedusha is a concept of dibur emes, which means that if we see two people contradicting each other, then obviously there's some sheker there, which means there's some sitrachra there. Vazai hadibur shebchinas malchus kanal bchinas. And then, when that happens, it shows that the dibur is not bechinas emuna, but rather it's only bechinas tzedek, because it's lacking in emes. Ki tzedek malchuso kadisho, because tzedek is also a name for malchus. Vehi nikras tzedek kishehem nechozim bo chas v'shon kemuva. The malchus, the shechina, is called tzedek when the klipois are attached to it. When the sitrachra is attached to the malchus, it's called tzedek. Whereas when the malchus is zeicha to be free from klipois and it's attached to emes, then it's called emuna. This is all brought about through the fact that the emes became nivgam, defective, and sheker was able to attach itself. And that's what lowered the malchus to have to be called tzedek, its lower title. V'alkein tzorech l'sakin adibur shebebchinas tzedek tedaberun sheyeh bebchinas emuna. And therefore, when this happens, the person has to make a tikkun. He has to be misakin this dibur, this malchus, which is now bechinas tzedek. And Rav Nosson Zal proves this because he shows you there's a pasuk that says, tzedek tedaberun, you should speak righteousness. So we see that there is a dibur that's tzedek, and he's got to elevate it to the dibur that can be called emuna. Vazai, and elevate it, sheyeh bebechinas emuna, that it should rise to the level of emuna, vazai yihye neman bedvorov, and then the person will be believed with what he's saying. How does a person do that? By attaching himself to emes. Bebchinas tzedek kadischabris beemes kanal. This is the wording that the Zohar Kodesh uses, that when tzedek becomes attached to emes, it rises to the level of emuna. It's called emuna. Vezeo bechinas hashvua. This is what's accomplished when a Jew takes an oath. Ki shvua hu bechinas hiskashrus. Shvua is a concept of binding oneself. Kemuva b'shar e'oiro, as is brought in one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, she shvua hi b'yesoid, that the concept of swearing, taking an oath, corresponds to the sphere of yesoid. V'zeh b'chinas v'yashba Yosef ezecho. There's a pasuk in Chumash where it says Yosef made his brother swear, showing us that the source of swearing is Yosef, which is yesoid. Hainu shehashvua hi bechinas shemekasher hadibur el emes. This teaches us that when a Jew is taking an oath, he's being mekasher his dibur to emes. V'alkein stam shvua benekitas chefetz. This is why when the Gemara speaks about shvua, usually it's referring to taking an oath while holding something in your hand. V'noya gemato b'sefer Torah. The custom is to be holding a sefer Torah in your hands. Ki ha-Torah hi bechinas emes. Because one of the nicknames of the Torah is truth. Kama shekosuv, Torah's emes hoisa b'fiu. V'hi bechinas Yaakov. The Torah is the concept of Yaakov. Emes is the concept of Yaakov. Bechinas titein emes liyaakov. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas ha-Torah kemuva. It's brought that Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of Torah. V'alkein, when it says that in Perkei Avos, is that the world rests on three things. Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasodim. Gemilas Chasodim is Avram Avinu. Avoida is Yitzchak. He's the one who is a living sacrifice. Torah is Yaakov Avinu, the one who studied for 14 years in the Yeshiva of Shevever, the one who is Emes. There's a lot of proofs that Yaakov is the Bechina of Torah. Ki Yaakov hu Bechinas ha-Torah kamuva. V'alkein nishboim benekitas chayfetz. And Rav Nosson also says this is why when a person swears he has to be holding something. Bebechinas asher nishba l'ashem. Nodar la'abir Yaakov. A person who will swear for Hashem and take an oath for the powerful Yaakov Avinu. Dehainu shemekasher umechaber hadibor lebechinas emes, bechinas Yaakov. This teaches us that when a person takes a shvua, what is he doing? He's attaching his dibor, which is malchus, to emes, which is Yaakov Avinu. Bebechinas tzedek kadischapres beemes, that when you take tzedek, which is malchus, which is dibur, and you attach it to emes, vazai isavidas emuna kanal. Then it gets a new name. Then it's called emuna, that higher level malchus. Kanal, as we said before, kize bechinas shleimus emuna kiyadua. This is the concept of shleimus emuna when the emuna is with emes. Vazai neemon bidvorov. And then that person can be trusted with his word. Because he has made a tikkun for his dibur, which was originally bechinas tzedek. By taking an oath, he was mekasher and mechaber the dibur to the emes. And that's what elevated it to the level of emuna. The malchus is the most movable item, in a sense, the most movable piece in the puzzle, kavyachol. For example, the Zohar Kodesh says that Chochma and Bina are called train rei and delo yisparshin, two friends that are inseparable. Whereas Zeranpin, which is Vovke, they are separable. How do they separate? When a Jew does an Avera, he causes nida to the Shechina. Nod hey. The hey moves away from the vav. There's pirud. When a Jew does tshuva, toshuv hey. He returns the hey. So we see the hey moving away from the vav, moving back. We spoke also about the concept of the malchus being below Zeranpin. equal to Zeranpin, and certain cases rising above Zeranpin. The Vav with the Dad on bottom of it, the Dad aside next to it, and the Dat above it, the Cholim, the U and the Oi. Now we're being told that the Malchus has different names. The Malchus is called Tzedek when it's Chaser Mashehu, when it's lacking in Emes. When the Malchus is not closely attached to Tiferes, the main Yichud we call the Yichud of Zeranpin and Nukva de Zeranpin is called many times in the Zohar Kodesh the Yichud of Tiferes u Malchus. That's the nickname that's given to it. Who's the Shatchan? Who's the one who brings them together? Yesoid. Yesoid is always called the there's a term Vov HaChibur. When I want to say this and this, in Hebrew I say the this. The Vav is the letter that's Chibur, that's Mechaber. So that Yesoid is the thing that's Mechaber and Mekasher. Correct? We're being told that in Sifrei Kabbalah it's written that Shvua is B'Yesoid. As the Pasuk says, Vayash B'Yosef. What is it Mechaber? What is a Shvua Mechaber? It's Mechaber Malchus Teteferes. Dibur Te'emes. This Malchus, before it was attached to Teferes, was called Tzedek. That's a weak title. That's like an unmarried girl. She's still a girl, but she's unmarried. What is she? She's nothing almost. But then when I take the Malchus and I attach it to Emes, that's called Emuna. And that's the concept of taking an oath. And that's why Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, when you take an oath, you hold the Sefer Torah, your words are Malchus. The Sefer Torah is Tiferes. That's the Yichud of Tiferes and Malchus, where now your Dibur gets elevated. Now the Malchus gets elevated to a new title called Emuna. What does the word Emuna mean? Emuna means Ne'eman, trustworthy. That's when your Dibur rises to a brand new level of trustworthiness, when it's attached to Emes, when you're Mekusher to that Sefer Torah. One remez that I've once mentioned to show the connection between Malchus and Tiferes, it's brought that Malchus is Tzimtzum. Time is one of the best examples of Tzimtzum. Zman, according to the Torah, is divided, the hour is divided up into Tatraf Chalokim. 1,080 parts. In America, among the Goyim, the hour is 60 minutes. Each minute is 60 seconds, so that the hour is cut up into 3,600 slices. In the Torah, it's cut up into 1,080 slices, so that each slice is 3 1/3 seconds. Each chelik is 3 1/3 seconds. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Tatraf, that Malchus is Tatraf, Zman, which is this number, 1,080, is Malchus, Tof Tof Resh Pei, and the thing that we have to attach it to is the thing that's right above it, which is Tif Eres. Tif Eres is Tatraf plus one, showing that this is the thing right above it. We want to make the Yichud between Tif Eres and Malchus, Emes and Dibur. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas shvuas ha-shemrim she'tzrichem li'shova afilu b'loy taina v'hakchoshev. This is why a shomer is obligated to swear even if there's no argument involved and there's no contradiction, there's no conflict. Ki dalid shomrim hein, because the Gemara speaks about four types of shomrim, four types of watchmen. Shomer chinam, shomer socher, shoyel, and socher. And socher. Shomer chinam, shomer socher, shoyel, and Secher. Those are the four. A person who's watching it for free, watching it for pay, a person who borrows something, and a person who rents something from you. He's also a Shemer. V'heim b'chinas Malchus, she b'chinas Dalet Kamuva. So if we tell you that there are four kinds of Shemrim, immediately you know that Shemer is a b'chin of Malchus, which is the letter Dalet. And we mentioned in a previous, if you recall, we learned previously that Shomer is Bechinas Nukva, Bechinas Malchus. Zohar v'Shomer. Zohar is Zohar. Shomer is Nekeva, which is Bechinas Malchus. Kiheim Shomrim Migneva Vavedo Shaloyeh Nifsad V'Nizek Momen Yisrael. Their job is to protect the item from being stolen or lost. Sheze Bechinas Tikkun HaMalchus. That's the concept of Tikkun HaMalchus. Ki HaMomoin Hu Bechinas HaNefesh Kama Shikosav Leil Kamapomim. Because a person's money or a person's possessions is the Bechina of the Nefesh of the person. There's a Pasuk in Chumash where it talks about a poor man, that if a poor man borrows something from you and he gives you collateral, make sure, and he gives you his cover, his bed cover as collateral, make sure when nighttime comes that you give him back his cover. It says, ki elav hu noisei es nafshoi, because his nefesh is attached to it. What, nefesh and mamoin are attached, they both come from the same place, and they're both attached to each other. So, and nefesh is bechinas malchus. V'alkein roiv moishlim u'malchei Yisrael hayu shemrei hatzoyin mikoidim. For this reason, we find that most of the Jewish kings and leaders were originally watchmen. They did guard duty first. Ki hashmiro min hoavedo hu bechinas tikkun hamalchus. Because guarding something from being lost is bechinas malchus. U'kamashe kosov leil behilchas avedo, as we've seen before in the law of Aveda. The first story in Sipurei Maaseis, Maaseh me'avedas basmelech. It's in the Malchus that you have the Avedos, you understand? Tikkun HaMalchus is when all the Avedos are returned, you understand? Mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael, that's Tikkun HaMalchus. It's the Malchus, which is the thing that's closest to the Klipos, that's where it's most easy for things to get lost. A person's wife, the concept of looking for a wife. The wife is the Malchus, and the Neshama comes down into the world, and the wife gets lost somewhere. And he's got to go searching to find this lost treasure. The Gemara says, who searches for the Darkoi Sheli Shalachzer Achar Avedosoi? The Aveda is in the Malchus. So we see that this whole concept of Shmira, which is to guard something that it shouldn't get lost, is Tikkun HaMalchus. The Alkein Heim Dalet Shoimrim. This is why the Gemara discusses four types of Shoimrim. Sheheim Misaknim Bechinas Malchus Shebechinas Dalet. They are the ones who make the Tikkun for the Malchus, which is also the concept of the number four. Ki hamelech hu gam kein bechinas shomer shitzorech lashgiach al ha'am uleshomrom shelo yispasru b'chanal. Because a king is also a concept of a watchman. He's the one who watches over the people that they shouldn't get lost. In Russia, they do this by putting an iron curtain around the place so nobody can get out. You know, that's one way of watching over the people not to get lost. In other countries, they have a Misrara Pnim, you know, that's keeping track of each person, who's coming in and who's going out, to watch. So again, it's a Bechin of a Shmira. This is why it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shomer Benukva, that the term Shomer applies to feminine, the concept of female. Shubchinas Malchus Kanal. This is why a watchman has to be extremely careful in how he does his job. And the Chachamim were very, very strict with a Shomer that he's got to take his responsibility very seriously. Because if we tell you that by you being a Shomer you're involved in Malchus, Malchus is very dangerous. Malchus is the thing that's closest to the Klipos. Ragleha Yordesmothes. They're looking to take a bite out of you. The second you stop thinking, you're not on top of it, you know, you're not doing your job well, zap, they'll grab it, you know, they'll grab you. So therefore, this Shomer has to be super alert and super aware. Because he's involved in Tikkun HaMalchus. The Alkein, that's why again we use the word Shmira about the Shomer of Bnei Yisrael es HaShabbos. Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos is the seventh day. Right? That Shabbos requires Shmira. The Alkein, kisheyesh hezik, shenignav oinevad oinenas. Therefore now, When any damage occurs to the item that's being watched, for example, it's stolen or lost or an accident takes place with it, azai hu bechinas pegama malchus kanal. That represents a defect in the malchus. Vazai hu bechinas tzedek kanal. We've mentioned that the defective malchus is called tzedek. V'alkein kulam tzrichim shvua, and therefore all the shomrim are obligated to swear, afilo b'loy hakchosha, even if he doesn't deny it, even if he admits to its being stolen. You understand? He says, I admit that it was stolen, and I admit it was my fault. I did so. He's got to swear that he didn't take it himself, that he didn't do something. They are not believed without a shvua. He's not believed in his claim that it was stolen. You understand? Because once something went wrong with this object, which we said is Bechinas Malchus, therefore the Malchus fell to the level of Tzedek, now it requires Tikkun. Therefore, swearing, which is the Bechina of Tikkun HaMalchus, that's what fixes the problem. Ki betchilo al yidei hu avedo shenifgam hamalchus. V'hapegam hu shenase pirut chas hashalom bebechinas hatzadik ovad. Because in the beginning, when the object was lost, it means there's a bechina of pegam in malchus, and the pegam means that a pirut took place, a separation took place. Bebechinas hatzadik ovad. There's a pasuk that says the tzadik is lost. Ve'isa bezoyar. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, "My Ovad, what do you mean that Tzaddik? There's a pasuk that Tzaddik lost. What do you mean that Tzaddik lost? It means the Tzaddik who is the Kesher, Yisoid is that Sphero which is Mekasher and Meshadech. The Kesher went lost. When the knot gets lost, it means there becomes Pirud, separation. The Alkane." Al yedei hashvua shebechinas is kashrus, bechinas Yosef at tzadik kanal. Therefore, by taking an oath, a shvua, which we showed you before, is bechinas Yosef, vayash by Yosef, so that shvua is a concept of tikkun hayisoid. Al yedei zeh nistaknes v'nasis bechinas emuna. That affects a tikkun for the malchus, and it changes it from tzedek to emuna. Vazai daiko ne'emonim ha'shoimrim. And through Shvua, the Shomer becomes Ne'eman. He becomes trusted. However, in regular cases, if you're not dealing with a Shomer, if you're dealing with two regular people that get into an altercation where one, let's say Reuven, lends Shimon $50. It's not a Shomer, it was a loan, simply a loan. The only time that Shimon has to swear is if there's a kush. If he denies, if he says, you didn't lend me 50, you only lent me 25, there's a shvua. But if there's no akhosha, if Shimon says, you lent me $50, I lost, or you lent me this bicycle, or shoyel. So we said that in cases besides Shomer, other than Shomer, there's only Shvua when there's a Hakchosha, when there's some kind of a contradiction. Shezer b'chinas ha-pigam anal. Aval kishe'ein Hakchosha, whereas if there's no contradiction, ve'ein pigam, ein tzorech b'shvua b'vadai, then there's no need for Shvua. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, she'hamoitze metzio lo yishba. If somebody comes knocking on your door and says, I found your watch, I found your bicycle, we don't make him swear that he didn't steal it. Let's say over there, you would say, why don't we make him swear that he didn't steal it so that Bezin should punish him if he stole it? We don't. Why? V'chein kishe'ein toiven oisoi, v'hum moide mi'atzmoi, and so too, in any case, where we don't come with a claim against the person, but rather the person shows up on his own to admit that he took something. Again, he returns the lost article, and he doesn't have to swear at all. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because the act alone of returning a lost article, which symbolizes Tikkun HaMalchus, Shemachzir HaNefosho Islim Koimum, Kanal Bilchus Aveda, as we learned earlier, that it's the Malchus that brings back nefoshos to their original place. When we talk about mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael, who's the one that's going to do that? the Malchus, the Shekhinah, is the one that brings back. The Zohar Kodesh mentions, we learned about it, that at midnight, the Shekhinah goes down to the place of the Klipos and grabs any sparks of Kedusha that it's able to remove from there and grabs them and puts them back to where they belong, you know, in the Kedusha. So the act of Hashavas Aveidah is itself Tikkun HaMalchus. So there's no Shvuah required. You understand? Because the physical act alone is a tikkun amalchus. Whereas a shomer needs a shvua, requires a shvua, is obligated to swear, even where there's no hakchosha. Even if he comes to say that it was lost. He's not denying that you gave him this item to watch. I admit you gave it to me. Watch, I'm telling you, I lost it. It's lost, or somebody stole it from me, or that kind of thing. Ki aveda sapikodoin hua pegam kanal, because the act of losing the item, that's the pegam in malchus. So therefore, the tikkun for it is the shvua, the taking of the shvua. V'chol hashoimrim pturim kishebol avimoi. And the Shulchan Aruch also tells us the halacha that a shoimer who's guarding a cow, let's say, and the owner is with him at the time, and something happens to the cow, the shomer doesn't have to swear at all. Ki ikar hashmiro shetzorach Hashem lizor b'yisakanal hu rak machmas shehachefetz rochoik mibolo. Because when we say that the shomer is responsible to watch this item, it's because the item has become separated from its owner. The owner got on a plane and went to Eretz Yisrael. So now he left his house in your possession to watch it. Because the house became separated from its owner, distant from its owner, therefore it requires shmira. Vazai shchiach hezeka. When something becomes far from its owner, then it's easy for it to become harmed, damaged. Ki kishachetetz rochik min abaylim hu bebechinas hisrachkus hanefesh min akovoid kanal bilchas aveda. Because as Rav Nosson Zal explained in Hilchas Aveda, when a physical object becomes separated from its owner, it's similar to the concept of the nefesh becoming separated from kovoid, which is the shechina, which is the source of which is the owner of the nefoshos. Kovoid is the source of all nefoshes. We say that all the Jewish souls are carved out mitachas kisei kovoid. Vazai ein hanefesh bishleimus. And when that happens, when the nefesh becomes separated from kovoid, the nefesh is lacking. Bibichinas nefesh ayefa, as the Torah uses a term, a tired soul. And when something is lacking in shleimus, then the klipos are able to latch onto it. Valkein azay tzorich shmira yisera, and therefore that's when the item requires tremendous guarding. Kishadovar nisrachek min abaylim v'nimsa l'shomer, when the item became distant from its owner and is given over to a shomer. V'ze bechinas, this is what's meant when it says in the pasuk, ki itein ish el reyeu kesef oikelim lishmer. If a person will give his friend money or some article to guard, v'gunav mi beiso ish, and it'll be stolen from the house of that watchman, ki taketh kishenoisein l'shomer shchichi hezeka gneves davedes kanal. Because as soon as someone gives his friend his item to watch, right away, that implies that an opening a door, a potential for stealing, a potential for harm to come to that item. Because the assumption is that when something is in an original owner's hands, there's nobody that'll watch over the item as good as its original owner, in a sense. This is why the Torah is so strict about the shomer guarding, because the shomer has to know that the fact that it's being put into his hands, right away that's opening a door. That created a potential for hezek, and it's a potential for klipos, because he becomes a bechina of malchus, and now the klipos can attach themselves to the malchus very easily. As is written about Yaakov Avinu, when he was talking about how hard his work was for Lavan, when he was watching Lavan's sheep, he said, by day the heat was destroying me, and by night I had to watch out for this. you know, he implies that this act of watching somebody else's sheep was a very difficult item. Af shanu roim shabalabais biatzmoi ein nizar kol kach b'shmiras chafotzos. Even though we see that there are times that an owner is not so careful about watching over his things, kiki shehadovor eino yitzla b'aylem v'nimser le'achar lishmor azay tzorach shmira yisera mehem. Still, when the object is being given into the hands of someone who's not its owner, it requires even a greater degree of shmira. V'al kein lo yirotzo Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom sheyisnagu Yisrael al yidei shomer. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand a very interesting thing. After the Jews worshipped the golden calf, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, from this point on, I'm not going to travel with the Yidden, because if they're going to do another thing like this, I'll blow them away completely. I don't know if I'll be able to contain myself. So Hashem said, you know what we'll do? We'll do like this. I'll send a malach with them instead of me. And the malach will be with the Jews. He'll represent me. And the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, no way. He wasn't willing to accept that at all. So Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is written at the end of Parshas Mishpotim in the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted Hashem himself to watch over the Jews. As the Pasuk says over there, Hine anoichi shaleach malach lefanecho lishmorcho baderech. Hashem said, I'm going to send a malach to watch you. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, if you ain't going with us, we're not interested. Kanal, as we said before, because when something is in the hands of its balabayit, it's much better protected than if it's being transferred into the hands of a shomer. The shomer is already a stepper. Shomer is already a certain bechina of malchus, which is closest to the klipos, where it's easier for the klipos to take hold of it. You have the concept of, let's say, people in a house, where when they're in the house, when they're in town, even when they're not home, the house is better protected than when they're away from home. They leave for 30 days, and there's a shomer. Shomer's keeping an eye on the house, so what? The robbers see that there isn't activity, they can come home. Because there's no way that the shomer, typically, there's no way that the shomer is in and out of the house as frequently as the owner himself. And whether the shomer is doing the lawn and doing all the different things that the balabais naturally is doing, which makes it, you know, less obvious that someone's missing there. V'alkein shmira b'baylim potur. Therefore, when the baylim is present, the shomer does not have to swear. Because if the owner of the cow is with the shomer while he's using the cow to work with, shegam heim shulim loy, meaning that the owner is also on loan, al kein potter, therefore there's no shvur required. Ki loy nevad hadofer al yidei shnimser liyodoi. The item will not become lost by being given over to the hands of the shomer, since the balabais is with it. Because the balabais is with the item, and the nefesh, the bailim, did not become separated from the article, as we discussed earlier, that separation between the nefesh and the kovoid, which makes the nefesh very susceptible to harm. Baruch Hashem. So this is how Rav Nosson Zal gave us an understanding of how this shmira, the term shomer, is a bechina of malchus, and whenever which is nukva, which is the thing that you gotta be scared of, you gotta watch out for. The Gemara says that when a person gives birth to daughters, when a person has a daughter, he lives in fear. A person has sons, he doesn't have very little to worry about. Daughters, he's always worried. Why is he always worried? When they're young, he's worried. The Gemara says when he gets older, why? Because nukva, malchus, Ragleho Yordas Mavis. She's the one that's more easy to be victimized than the Zohar. She's closer there. So here again, Shomer, who's Bechinas Nukva, Bechinas Malchus, that's where the risk is. And Rav Nosson Zal explained a few reasons why. The separation of the Bailin from the article, and Rav Nosson Zal explained that the tikkun for it is Shvua, because Shvua is Hiskashrus. The problem here is Hisrachus, Pirud. The tikkun for it is shvua, which is the kesher. It's the kesher bichlal. It's the kesher between malchus and emes. You know, tiferes and malchus, and therefore that's the tikkun.
What about? I never understood that because a man also could not. Let's just say, chas v'shalom, he doesn't find a zivug, or God forbid he gets married, doesn't have, or also he could lose his wife and be alone. What's different about this?
The implication is that she's, that's why I'm telling you, because she's Malchus. She's the one that's closer to the Klipos. It's easier for her to come to harm than it is for the man to come to harm. Chava and Odom, the Nochash knew to go to Chava. He knew he had a better chance with Chava than with Odom. That's one of the examples that's given. And it says there that by the girl, when she's young, he's worried that Chasham, somebody will be manas her. When she gets older, he's worried this. Why? There are worries by the man also, like you said. Why should the Gemara say that? The answer is it's based on this concept that she's the Malchus. And Malchus, oh, that's where all the problems are. That's where all the risks are. Baruch Hashem. Hilchas Pikodoin, Halacha Beis. Inyan Arbo Shoimrim. This is discussing the topic of the four types of watchmen. Shekulam Tzrichim Shvua Doiraisa, where all of them are obligated to swear a Shvua Doiraisa, Afilu Al Tainas Sofek. Even if they're coming with a claim that they're not sure, if the item was stolen or not sure if this and this type of damage happened to it. Mashenkin b'chol adinim shebetoira, whereas when it comes to all other laws in the Torah, shalaynimsa shum shvua doiraisa al tainas sofek, where there's no such thing as being mechayev, obligating somebody to swear a shvua doiraisa, if his claim is a sofek claim. Ki kol echot me'adalet shoimrin tzorech levarer bevirur gomor sheshomar be'emes koroi, because each one of these four types of watchmen has to be able to really state clearly, 100%, that he watched the item properly. The habirur hu al yedei hashvua, and this clarification comes about by swearing. When he swears, that shows that he's stating it very, very positively. Ki baloize einoy shomer klal, because without that, unless he can state 100% with clarity that he watched it properly, that he didn't do anything wrong, that's not called Shmira, if it's anything less than that. Now, Rav Nosson Zalik starts, Ki iso bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran Tanina, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Siman Beis, chapter 2, the Maimar Hamaschel Yemei Chanukah Heim Yemei Hoido, in the chapter that begins by saying that the days of Chanukah are days of praise to Hashem. Vohido zebechinas shiashu elam haba ayin shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains today that praise to Hashem, that's the symbol of the pleasure of olam haba. That's going to be the main pleasure of the Jews in olam haba, is going to be the ultimate level of shevach to Hashem that we're going to be able to give them. Now Rav Nosson Zal says ki ikar shiashu elam haba hu lohido isola halel, the main pleasure of olam haba is going to be to give praise and thanks to Hashem. Veloda solahakeroy says baruch, and to get to understand and appreciate Hashem properly. Vezeh bechinas toido halocha. This is the concept of toido, thanks, a thanks offering to Hashem, which goes together with the limud of halocha. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that we say mizmor lesoido, hariu Hashem kol haaretz. The first letters of Horiyu Lashem Kol Horetz spell the word Halacha. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal gives a whole explanation to show how whenever a person is in any type of a tzara, the blood in the body isn't flowing smoothly and properly. Whereas when the tzara is resolved, when everything straightens itself out, the tahaluchos hadamim, as it's called, the flowing of the blood, goes back to flowing its normal way. Rachman Shalom, we talk about a heart attack. It's a massive rush of blood on the heart, that kind of thing that the heart isn't set up to handle, that kind of thing, Rachman Shalom. So there, Rabbeinu Zal discusses this concept of toido halocha. U'bishvil zeh mechuna hatoido b'shem halocha. This is why the korban toido, this concept of thanks offering to Hashem, is given a nickname of halacha over there, al shem tahaluchoi sadamim shohelchem keseder kishiyotzim yatzor v'chulu, referring to the flow of the blood inside of a person which resumes flowing normally when a tzara is over, when the person gets out of a tzara. Here, Rav Nosson Zal just presents it in two or three lines. In that chapter, Likutei Moran, it goes into discussing this in a lot of detail. Vaidei toido halacha, Shem bechinas chazdei David, aydei zeh meir ho'emes beribua hadibur. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a person is zeicha to give the proper thanks to Hashem and the blood goes back to flowing smoothly, that's the concept of Chazdei David, because Dovr HaMelech, the Gemara says, is the symbol of Halacha. The Gemara says that he's the one who was zeichet to Halacha Kemoisoi, that whenever he was in a debate with his friends, the Halacha was always like him. That's this Chazdei David. And when a person is zeichet to that, then their zeichet, that their dibur is Bishleimus, where the three measures of Emes shine properly into the four sections of Dibur. This is all explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran.
Can you just tell what those are?
What the four sections of Dibur
are?
The answer is, I don't remember all of it by heart. I remember Rabbeinu Zalveya speaks about the Dibur of Ashirus. There's Torah Beis in Likutei Moran Tanina. Rabbeinu, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a Dibur of Ashirus, a Dibur of Shiduchim, a Dibur of... There's a dibur of tzedakah, Rabbi Nizal says, because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, medaber b'tzedakah, and there's a dibur of tshuva, chui mochem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem, and there's a dibur of ashirus, and then there's a dibur of, right, a fourth dibur of malchus, ashir and klevim malchus, those four, and there's three sections of emes, which correspond to tefillah, Torah, and Shiduchim and Zivugim. There's a whole lengthy explanation here for it. Okay, let's continue. So the Emes shines into the four sections of Dibur. The Bechina has Titein Emes Liyakov Chesed Lavrom. Chesed Lavrom, Hainu Bechina has Toida Halocha. This Chesed Lavrom corresponds to that Chazdei Dovid, which it's called, referring to the Korban Toido, this concept of thanks to Hashem. Aydeze meir bechinas emes liyakov, umeir beribu adibur, baruch arbo echelke dibur. The emes shines into the four sections of dibur. Ki yesh dibur shel tzedaka, v'yesh dibur shel malchus, etc., etc. Ayin sham kol zehetev. Look in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, you'll see all of this explained. Vayde shemeir ho emes beribu adibur, nishlam hadibur. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when a person has truth flowing properly in their dibur, then their dibur is b'shleimus. U'shleimus hadibur hu b'chinas loshna kodesh. Shleimus hadibur means where a person is speaking diburim of kedusha, loshna kodesh. V'loshna kodesh mekusha l'shabbos. Loshna kodesh is related to Shabbos, because on Shabbos the Torah says v'daber dovor, that a person has to be careful on Shabbos not to speak certain things that they speak during the weekdays. Shabbos is the symbol of Loshon Kodesh, of Dibur of Kedusha. Vaydezeh mamshichin hakdusha shel Shabbos l'sheishes in ha'choel. And when a person does this, then there's zecher to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. This is a major chapter in the Likutei Moran, which we're not going into all the details now. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains... Vihine, kol hashomrim, all of these people that assume the responsibility of guarding something, kol mi shechoyger mosnov, lishmor ezedovra, any person who girds his loins to watch something, yefsha lishmor adova bishlemus, mi kamamine ezoike sheichodom lova echasasholom, kim aide kedusha shabbos kodesh. It's impossible to watch something really, really properly without the kedusha of Shabbos. Ki ikar hashmira hi b'shabbos, because the main time of the main concept of guarding is related to Shabbos. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact. Shebimei achoel yesh lohem shlita, that during the 6 days of the week, the forces of tumah have power. They have control and power. And all types of damage and burglary and losing things and accidents happening. Hakoil kasher lakoil bo mehem, dahenu mehem mazikim. All of it is related to klipos and mazikim, forces of tumah. Anytime anything happens, any type of damage or breakage or stealing, a bicycle being stolen, all of that comes from these klipos, these forces of tumah. Ubishabbos ein lohem shum shlito klal. On Shabbos, those klipos and forces of tuma have no power. Does this mean that I can throw my glass vase on the floor on Shabbos and it won't break? It doesn't mean literally that, but it means that in a certain way, to a certain extent, these forces of tuma have much, much less power on Shabbos. V'al kein ein onvoimrim birchas shomer amo Yisrael b'Shabbos. This is why when we daven on Mariv on Friday night, we end the bracha differently. Usually, every night we say Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, the Hashem who watches over us. And on Friday night we don't say that. We say Hapoyrei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, Ki B'Shabbos Ein Tzorich Shmira Kemuva. Because on Shabbos a Jew does not require watching over, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ve'ikar Hashmira Shalonu B'Choil Mimaziki Almo. Therefore, our ability during the 6 days of the week to guard things and watch over them and protect them, that ability comes from Shabbos. To the extent that we succeed in drawing the Kiddusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to that extent we draw upon ourselves a protection even during the weekdays. That's how we're able to subdue these forces of tuma, these destructive forces, even during the 6 days of the week. And that's how we're able to draw upon ourselves protection and shmira, even during the 6 days of the week. This is why we say the special tefillah, V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Mas Yadeinu Kunenu Aleinu Mas Yadeinu Kunenu. As soon as Shabbos is over, as soon as we finish the Shemon Esrei on Saturday night, we say that sentence, V'hinoyam, meaning, Kidei Sheyia Nimshach Aleinu Shmiro Al Yidei Bechinas Noyam Hoelyoin Shu Bechinas Kedusha Shabbos Kiyadua. There is a term in Sifrei Kabbalah called Noyam. Noyam means sweetness. This term noyam is used to refer to the upper Shekhinah. It refers